Well, the state of Florida, one of the reasons we attracted the initial grant of $1.25 billion is because the state of Florida already has all of the right-of-way, and that is a significant contribution compared to other proposals all across the country. So Floridians have already, due to planning done in past years, we have already contributed a great deal. So that $1.25 billion we've got in the bank currently, and then the next $1 billion that we're probably going to win will cover the whole Tampa to Orlando leg, and then get us started on the leg to Miami.
Tell me about the Florida Rail Enterprise. This is the group that's overseeing the whole high-speed rail endeavor. Who is the Florida Rail Enterprise, and what do they do?
They're an arm of the Florida Department of Transportation. They're the ones charged with overseeing the high-speed rail initiative here. What they have determined is that it is most efficient if they pursue a design, build, operate, and maintain contract. So they're going to go out for a proposal, and it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be a big one. And it's going to be very competitive to have a contractor come in and design the high-speed rail line, operate it, maintain it, build it. It's going to be very significant.
So it sounds like ultimately it will be a private company that runs this train instead of having it be a government service like Amtrak is. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. Because they want this private operator to take some of the risk. And that's very appropriate. And when you look at other operations around the globe, oftentimes that's how high-speed rail lines have operated.
What about logistics then, as far as what if the operator says these tickets are going to be this price and then the government doesn't really have any kind of recourse? Is there anything we can do about that?
I think that the state will still maintain a great deal of control over the operator, but it's going to have to be self-sustaining, and that will be an interesting topic of conversation down the line.
In the Tampa City Council, there's been some talk about extending the high-speed rail line from its terminus in downtown Tampa to the Tampa International Airport, which is about 7 miles away. What are your thoughts about the wisdom of that?
Well, I wish we had unlimited funds, that we could do everything, that we could right now have high-speed rail come out of the ground and connect Tampa to Orlando and then Miami to Jacksonville. But, you know, these are limited dollars. So the long-term planning that has gone on for high-speed rail in Florida has focused on the terminus in downtown Tampa. And I think if we had our choice, that makes more sense, because from a redevelopment perspective, we want all of the energy focused on our downtown area. Think about the transformational aspects it will have right there in the northern part of downtown, outside Ybor City, as we have another significant investment coming in Central Park Village, the new Encore mixed-use project. A downtown terminus also is close to the cruise lines and Channel Side. It's very close to our fabulous Performing Arts Center, our new Children's Museum and Tampa Museum of Art. And this is where we want the energy and excitement to be. And then I'm hopeful that light rail will connect to the airport in an efficient way.
Which brings me to my last question, which is light rail. And the voters of Hillsborough will have a say in November as to whether that line gets started now or whether it has to start later on. What are your thoughts about the November's referendum in Hillsborough County, the 1 cent additional sales tax for all sorts of transportation projects?
I think we're at a real crossroads in the Tampa Bay area. We've been so reliant on real estate development. We've got to diversify our economy and create new jobs. And I think one of the ways that we're going to do that is by investing in a modern transportation network. So at the time we have this huge investment and new jobs coming in for high-speed rail, it makes a tremendous amount of sense to connect up our entire community through an investment in light rail. I think you're going to see property values increase across town where they've dropped over the past few years. You're going to see new jobs, new development all along those rail lines. I think it's going to lift our community up and help us get back on track and create a lot of jobs.